Analysis: 1% of Honduran, Guatemalan populations to arrive in U.S. by 2020. By John Binder on April 8, 2019. At current immigration rates, more than 260,000 Hondurans and Guatemalans are expected to arrive in the United States by 2020, according to an analysis by The Guardian. The analysis reveals that about 1% of the total population of Guatemala and Honduras, about 26 million, may arrive in the U.S. by the end of the year should current levels of immigration continue. The Guardian notes, migration to the U.S. from Guatemala and neighboring Honduras has risen to its highest level in a decade. If current rates continue, about 1% of the two countries' populations will have reached the U.S. by the end of the year. Emphasis added. 1% of the total Guatemalan and Honduran population would equate to more than 260,000 nationals from those two countries alone, arriving in the U.S. before 2020. As Breitbart News has reported, the U.S. is on pace to admit between 1 to 1.5 million border crossers and illegal aliens this year. Researcher Stephen Kopitz has said that over the next 3 months alone, the U.S. could see a surge of up to 500,000 border crossers and illegal aliens arriving at the southern border. This rate of illegal immigration, former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach said, will have an impact on Americans' wages and could undercut the 4% wage growth that President Trump has delivered to the country's blue-collar and working class. The nation's Washington, D.C. imposed mass legal and illegal immigration policy, whereby at least 1.5 million unskilled foreign nationals are admitted to the U.S. every year, is a boon to corporate executives, Wall Street, big business, and multinational conglomerates, as America's working and middle class have their wealth redistributed to the country's top earners through wage stagnation. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.